everyone, and welcome back to Talk for Tuesday. Today we'll be discussing new beginnings. New beginnings such as we have new staff, we have obviously new year sevens, and hopefully for those who had maybe not a great attitude to learning last year, they have a better one this year.
First of all, I'd like to say welcome to new students and new staff, because obviously you're really appreciated for coming to this school.
Yeah.
And we just want to give you an overall welcome and make sure that you're fitting in really nicely.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that there's you don't have too much trouble, especially year sevens with the transition as well. We want to make sure that not having too much of a trouble transitioning, because it is quite different from high school to primary school. Because in my primary school we did do a thing where we went into different classes at different times, so I was also prepared, but I know a lot of schools maybe don't do that.
And Isabel's talking about with the year sevens, welcome here, year sevens. We hope you like our school, and we hope that you get along with people and that you have a good first year.
And I'd just like to say that new staff and new pupils are welcome to talk to anybody at all if they need any reassurance, such as mentors, head of years, teachers, and just people you trust within the school environment.
Yeah, obviously that's probably more for students as well, because adults have friends.
The teachers could talk to heads of subjects and stuff like that.
Yeah, if they have anything problems with stuff.
Struggling teachers.
Obviously,
the qualified teachers.
Oh my God, Annie, stop.
So now that we've talked about new students and new staff, we'd like to introduce the topic of a clean slate, really. We'd like to emphasise, having a better attitude to learning.
Also, there's people who maybe decided that, maybe they weren't going to put as much of an effort in last year, because I know I was one of them people. I got, tired of putting my hand up all the time and stuff like that, when I feel like this year I'm doing a lot better with stuff like that. Maybe not with engagement, because obviously I've got anxiety and stuff like that, but just in general, understanding classes better and stuff.
And that would really help when it comes to it's gone out my mind now, Isabel can talk again.
I wasn't ready yet.
We said, year sevens especially can come to anybody to talk to. They can come to people in the older years, or they can go to mentors. And we hope that the older years respect the year sevens and make them feel welcome.
Yeah, no bullying year sevens.
Talking about respect. Respect goes both ways, just to let you know. So, obviously a lot of people say that, but it really does mean something.
Yeah.
If you want to be respected within any environment, even when you're older or now, you need to make sure that you're respecting your peers, your teachers, and everybody around you. Because for you to feel that comfort and for you to feel reassured, you need to know that people will be there for you if you respect them.
Yeah, because people only really learn this in year 8, but if you respect and don't annoy the older years, they're not going to do anything to you. They're not as scary as they seem.
How does respect link to new beginnings, girls?
If you want a new beginning, the best way you can start is being polite to other people and giving them respect.
Just engaging and stuff.
Clean slate and whatever, over. The main first thing you can do is start with
respect. Yeah, just please, thank you, have a nice day, stuff like that.
Or even just start a conversation. So, I would also like to say that a lot of people, this us group of people in podcasts at the moment in time.
We would really love
for people to join.
Yeah,
we want to hear your thoughts, we want to hear your opinions, it'd be really nice if students around the school would come up to podcast on Tuesday lunchtime in EN4, and it'll just really show us what you think about the school as well.
Yeah. And you don't always have to come up as well and talk. We have some students that just come up and listen and contribute away from speaking on the podcast, but they don't actually speak on the podcast. So we've got a new member at the moment, haven't we, Isabel?
Yes, we have. And she is sitting right next to me, but she wants to speak.
Hi, Mia.
Hi.
Hi. But we're not going to pressure her into saying anything, because that's me. But we had two of our friends last year as well. won't name them because they're not here, but they were used to help out behind the scenes and stuff like that.
Can you give us an insight into the podcast for next week? What can we expect?
We're going to be talking about diversity with
Mr. Greenbank. On his birthday, by the way, wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Greenbank's going to be talking to us about diversity.
And we've also had Mr. Greenbank here before doing LGBTQ.
Yeah, go listen to the other ones because they're great.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Shall we leave you to it? Week?
Yeah, and look forward to the Ghost podcast before Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm so excited for. Bye.
Bye.